Blog Talk Radio.
But I had never gone to see him. And so I went to see him for my follow-up. Oh, was I impressed.
Well,
he was a D.O., and he was a D.O., he was so present with me. And the way they've set this thing up is I can get all my medical records online, he can view them, and he was totally on the same page with me, knew exactly what had happened when I walked in the door.
That's great.
It's amazing. And so this was really good. And I have this optimal health care plan. They provide that for your any physician. Like if I go down to Florida, which I'm going down there, I'm leaving this week and going down, I was okayed by him to go, they can access the records too. So if I need any help, they can find out all the notations he made, what went on when I hurt myself, all that stuff done.
That's amazing. A great thing.
So I was pretty happy with him, and so I'm going to be doing a follow-up with him in December. But, of course, when you break ribs or any kind of bone, you know, you're looking at least 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes up to 8, depending on the degree of fracture and damage, okay? So I am just working with it, and everyone's been helping me. People have been showing up out of the blue to help me.
Oh, you're well loved.
I am blessed with the beautiful people in my life. So I am making my Florida journey. I'm going to leave here on Wednesday, get down there sometime Thursday, hopefully early evening before dark, and do my business trip, see a couple of friends, a little bit of family, and then head on back up here for the winter to Roanoke. But I will be
That'll
seeing
be
you, John.
Hey, yeah. It'll be great. It will be great. I can't wait to see you.
I know it, and I'm so happy because everything, as much as a disaster as this was, the people that are around me and surround me, you know, friends, people I work with, family, all my brothers and sisters have been texting me, calling me, you know, wow, really sweet.
Checking in on you, making sure you're okay. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
Say again?
We missed you.
Yeah, well, I missed being on the show because I love doing the show. And it's one of the things that we love. But, of course, I'm not going to be able to do it next weekend because I'm going to be working down there. Sorry.
It's all good. It really is. It's all good.
All good. And
I
hate being away because when I'm down there, I should be up here, and then when I'm here, I feel like I should be down there. I never know where I'm supposed to be anymore because I love everybody that I come in contact with.
You're always in the right place at the right time for the right reason.
Yeah, and thank goodness for passing gear.
Yeah.
I get that. Ay, ay, ay. But we had a fantastic fair at the Festival of Light with Therese Sharp and stuff. We had a fantastic fair. Everybody helped me there, unpack my car and everything, and pack up my car. And, I stayed with some friends. We had like a little girlfriend pajama party that night. And I got a healing from this incredible new woman that I met. Her name is Arne Bonet, and she is amazing. And so there's just a lot of beautiful things that have been happening as a result of what I've been going through. And I think sometimes when we experience something that's beyond our control and we're like, oh, no, I can't believe this happened, it's like angels have been showing up everywhere. My friend Suzanne's been a godsend. My friend Diane, too, she came over and helped me put up the Halloween decorations, of course. And then Doug's been coming to help me. Everybody's been coming and helping me, so I have no complaints.
That is such a good thing. And it is. It's truly a gift. In the time of tragedy, it's amazing the people who show up to help.
And, you know, it's interesting that a lot of people I'm talking to have been going through a lot of sudden and unexpected changes. Everything from meeting somebody special to breaking off a relationship to finally either quitting the job or finding a better one and giving notice. A lot of crazy things have been going on for the last couple of weeks, not just with me, but with a lot of the people that I serve.
I've noticed that as well.
You have what?
I've noticed that as well. And right now we have Chiron in conjunct Jupiter and in sextile to Uranus, which makes that a nice transition as far as that yacht is concerned, to help out to make that sudden transition with Uranus.
Yes. What I liked about today, it was a very psychic day with Mercury kissing the sun.
Yes. Absolutely. And, you know, it also makes it a great time to really transform and change your thoughts and your thought processes of how you're looking at things.
Absolutely. Now, the Capricorn moon is not always my friend, I want to say. I'm a Cancer sun. And it's kissing Pluto tonight, though, the planet of empowerment, so I have to give it some credit there. But I still feel, again, that the nice thing about the Capricorn energies that I like is they're cardinal, kind of like your Libra sun, Jacqueline. And so you aspire towards the highest ideal. And even when things seem a little blocked or a little difficult, you say, all right, well, let me sit on this for a minute and use this beautiful conjunction with Mercury and the sun and Scorpio. What do I need to do next? So today that's worked really well for me.
And it should, because, again, that Capricorn energy, it's very staunch in its way. And when it looks at something, it says, I need to use that. How can I use this in a beneficial form? The key phrase I use when I talk about Capricorn is I use. And it's very good about utilizing. Capricorn can be very thrifty and very economical because they'll utilize everything for its greatest benefit. And so right now with a conjunct Pluto, it really gives that moon a chance to be a little colder than normal, to be able to look at that analytical side and say, how can I use this to my greatest benefit?
Absolutely. But overall, I think this is a time where we're going to be entering with these Scorpio planets we have now. They're very powerful for people that really do want to utilize their intuition, open their third eye, really use their own psychic sensitivity. And I've been seeing that with more and more people. I have two people that have come to me, and one of them is very psychic and very successful at what she does. But she's decided, after knowing me for quite a few years, that she wants to add astrology to her repertoire. So I'm going to be giving her some private lessons. And then I have another woman who did this for many years, and then she moved on to something else professionally. And now she's ready to make a comeback. So we're going to get together and have that communal experience as well. So I find that very interesting. It's all happened in a week. Okay?
Oh, that's a great thing.
Yeah, yeah. I am loving it. I'm sure we have a lot of people that are gifted. They're going to call into the show tonight because of that.
Okay. That would be great.
How are things going since you got back to Florida, Jacqueline?
Oh, they're going well. Everything is finally getting to a pace that I can manage at this point in time, comparatively to the last couple of weeks. It was a little busy, but it's given me time this week to be able to plan certain things. I'm going to be in January starting a beginning tarot class and a beginning astrology class at Spark of Divine and Pure
Being. Oh, I love that for you. That's great.
That's been a good thing for me this week to be able to get that settled and booked in and everything else. So it's a good thing.
We just love to empower other people with our art, don't we?
Absolutely. It's a great thing. You know, it gives you a greater perspective and a different understanding. And I really enjoy watching people as they start to get that other understanding to where they open up and go, aha, wow, this is really cool. You know, and see what the benefits are as far as these modalities are concerned.
I totally agree with you. So, are you ready for the first caller?
Let's do it.
Okay. Area code 928, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh,
this is Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hey, how are
Hi.
You doing, honey? What's happening? What's shaking?
Just a lot.
Okay, all right. Let's see what's going on with you. You're 120887, right?
Yes, that's right.
I gotcha. And you're still living right near Tuba City, or no?
Yes.
Good girl. Now, do you have a specific question, or just want us to go for it?
Well, my relationship, it's kind of just up and down and up and down, and I'm just like, what is, what's going on? Like, when is everything going to be kind of stable, I guess?
I probably have him on the system. When's his birthday?
4/16/77.
Born in Arizona?
4 Defiance, Arizona, yeah.
Yeah, at 6:06 p.m. Okay, got him. Do you have that, Jacqueline?
No, I don't have it. I'm at 6:06 p.m. In what city?
Fort Defiance, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's April 16th of 77. And where does he live now, honey?
We live in the same place. It's a place called Pinon. It's P-I-N-O-N, Arizona.
That's kind of a cute name. Okay, let's take a look. See what's going on with the two of you. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up a tri-wheel where I have you in the middle, and I have him on the periphery, and I also have the stars tonight in that third wheel. So
his birthday is
actually
6:30.
Oh, let me alter that. Okay. That could make a difference. I'm glad you spoke up. That's great. Okay. I like exact birth times. It makes me so happy. Okay. Ooh. Okay. You've got a couple of lineups going on here. No wonder it's been all over the place. Okay. First thing I want to tell you is that right now, Venus is in Libra, and Mars mm-hmm. just entered Libra a couple days ago, okay? And so there is a desire for peace and harmony, but they're kind of early in the game, and they're not really angling off with both of you, but they're angling off with him, okay? They're actually getting closer and closer to his Pluto, his planet of empowerment. Now, is he kind of a peace-loving kind of person?
Yeah, he doesn't really like to argue or anything, but once he does get mad, then yeah, it's not good.
Right. Okay. I can get that. Now, are there a lot of other people involved in this relationship?
Well, lately, what he's kind of bringing up is the past, because I have had to, I would even consider one of them a relationship, just one relationship outside of the relationship, because we broke up, and I kind of was trying to move on with my life, and that is sort of what he's been bringing up lately, so.
Well, I think, unfortunately, this trend is probably going to last until Christmas Day. And the reason say that is because, Uranus is sitting on your Jupiter right now, retrograde. So there may
That's
be some past things that you... sorry. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
No, that's where I was going.
Yeah,
so
there may be some past things that you do need to resolve, and he might be correct about that, or things he has not been able to get over. And this may be your time with Uranus retrograde to be able to talk it out. The bad thing is that, again, you don't want it to end up in a rage. You want it to be a productive discussion. And that is an art. Okay? So you both have a lot of fire, which I like. He's got a lot of Aries, you've got a lot of Sag. I like that. Okay? But your Mars and your Pluto are both in Scorpio, and they are very close to each other. And so because of that, you can sometimes feel very frustrated in the way that you're trying to communicate with him, because it's almost like he wants to believe what he wants to believe, right?
Yeah, and it's the thing, like, I've been trying to be very understanding and answering his questions as honestly as I can, even though it's uncomfortable, but I'm like, this doesn't make sense to me for him to keep bringing it up. And for a while, it did change, you know, like his attitude was kind of different, but now it's kind of like back to the same situation, so it's kind of hard.
So what you need to do is you need to take a stronger position here, okay? And because I think the more confidence you have in your delivery, the more secure it's going to make him, okay? If you try to avoid it, he's going to think you're hiding something. If you act too vehement, he's going to think that he touched a trigger point. So you have to try and bring in, I want to say, a deliberate calm. Okay? Are you following me on this?
Okay.
All right. It's not about what you're trying to communicate. It's about the way that you're trying to communicate that I think that's where the problem lies right now. So you need to put on your counselor hat and realize that everything that you are saying to him does have a mental or emotional response or reaction. And we want a response, not a reaction. So you need to give him an example, for instance. Use a parable. Tell him the story. Don't make it one word. Don't try and blow it off. Don't try and address it too aggressively. Say, I understand why you feel that way. Okay, you got to remember, he's got a lot of Aries energy. So he's very I am oriented. So you want to say you more than I in your dialogue with him.
Okay.
Say, I understand why you feel that way, but let me reassure you, that's not where I'm at. And I am sorry if I offended you. I was being me in the moment and didn't realize how much you were going to take it seriously. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a time to not necessarily apologize for who you are or what you're about, but if your delivery caused him some distress, you can say, I should have been maybe more tactful, more thoughtful in my delivery. That's okay. You never want to give up your truth for another person, but you want to be able to understand that you have to create a new understanding, and in that understanding, there is right now a non-spoken we, which needs to be a spoken we. What do you think, Jacqueline?
That was a great way of putting that. I agree that it has to be, and where I'm going with this is a little different. I'm looking at his chart and what's affecting him right now as far as his security and safety with this relationship. And he has a trine going from Mercury and Taurus to Pluto right at this point in time. So he's trying to transform the situation. Okay, is what he's trying to do. He's trying to shift this in his head. And remember, Taurus is a fixed personality. So when he gets fixated on something, even though he's an Aries, he gets fixated on it. Okay,
yep.
And the situation here, especially right now, is that he feels that you're going to abandon him at some point in time. He feels very insecure. This is his way of looking at it, is that will she be loyal to me? Will she stay with me? Okay. And I'm even going to suggest something a little different. I like all of Aphrodite's about the practical way. You need to stop justifying the situation or defending your circumstances of the situation. Go to the root and talk to him about the root of it, because, again, you can tell him 50 times that this relationship is insignificant, but he's not trusting that word. So, again, going back to it, I'd like to see you do a physical action to show, even though Aphrodite says speak it, I also think that you should show him in some kind of physical action that you're in for the long term, okay? Because, again, that Earth likes some physical affection, some physical showing of, here, this, I'm doing this to show you that I'm going to be there for the long term. I think that'll really help out the relationship right now.
Okay.
Use some quiet intensity. Say, I don't know why you're threatened about this. Let me tell you why I'm with you now. The qualities you have that set you apart from anybody I've been with. Let me tell you some of the things I love about you. Things I respect about you. Things that drive me crazy, but I know it's just who you are, and I love you because you are who you are, okay? To move back from this, you know, you don't want to get into that he said, she said, you did this, you said that. No. That will not serve any purpose, because you're trying to move forward. And so you kind of set like a new stage, if you will, where you could actually come on as the characters that you are in the now rather than the characters you were in the past. You get on that stage of communication or exchange, as Jacqueline mentioned, you know, to say, you know, I don't think you understand how much I feel for you, how much you mean to me. Let me make that clear. Bring him to your truth, Alfina, and watch things change pretty rapidly in a good way. It'll be all right.
Okay, but everything should be smooth by Christmas.
You think this relationship ever going to be smooth? What are you thinking?
Christmas night, Uranus goes direct. So within a couple of weeks after that, you'll start to see that, okay, now I've got some grounding. But I want you to be reassured that this relationship isn't going to leave you, okay, for your own future.
Good, I know, yeah.
You have to display that to him, okay? And you have to come across with that confidence to him. You're the one that he's looking for to guide this relationship and say it's okay to continue on with this relationship. So like Aphrodite said, that calm, steadfast, true, and no defending anything is the way to go with this relationship.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for that.
Hey, have a sweet night. Many
you
blessings.
Too.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
I love those fiery relationships. At least they're not boring.
Yeah. When she stood there, I was cracking up when she started going on about that with calm. What's calm in this relationship?
Right.
It's colorful.
But I think the adventuresome energy and some of the things that they could do creatively and inspirationally are amazing if they could just get on the same page with that being more of a priority than the mundane world, you know, scenario where we all go to work and come home and we're tired and we're hungry and all that. They probably need to have some good spiritual adventures.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello. And who are we speaking with?
Area code 202, are you there? I'm going to put this person back on hold for now, and maybe we'll get back to them.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Andy. How are you doing?
Hey, Andy. How are you? Nice to hear from you again.
I am so glad to hear that you are well on the mend, Aphrodite.
Lead, follow, or get out of my way.
There you
She's
go.
She's a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Well, you know, it's funny. What happened today when I went to the chapel, you know, I'm a pastor down in Radford at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel. And first I had started some music for the first hymn. And it wasn't the same words as what we had in the hymnal. So I said, wrong one. I popped another one. It was instrumental, and it was way too slow. So then I looked at them and the people in my congregation, and I said, you know what? We're going to sing this a cappella. You know what? If you can't follow, you better learn to lead. Let's go for it. And we did. Done. Okay. And that was
there
fun.
You go. Fall into line.
So what's on your mind tonight, Andy? What's going on?
Well, I'm just kind of interested as to what's going on. It seems as though all of my household appliances decided to go on the fritz, and some plumbing. And it's kind of laughable. I mean, I'm not talking about one thing. I'm talking about, these are all water-related issues, by the way. Dishwasher died. Ice maker stopped working. One of the toilets had a leak. One of the main sinks stopped working. Another sink had slow water flow. I mean, it's like comical. I started laughing, describing it to a friend. And things are all getting, you know, repaired and fixed, but kind of in the midst of caregiving and school, et cetera, you know, couldn't use the main sink. And I just wondered
exactly
what
that happened.
That about?
It's very easy, okay? Your Neptune in your chart, in Overland, Kansas, is where you live, right?
Yep. Okay. Overland Park, yep.
Your Neptune sits on the part of water journeys. And Mercury and the Sun have been passing over your Neptune for the last few days, actually a week. So guess
what?
Oh, what
a hoot.
Frustration lines to your Aries Sun, part of Fortune, and Mercury all in the 10th house of trying to get your work done and can't.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It leaves in 3 days. Hang in there, honey. You're okay.
Whew, that's good to know. Because I think the new dishwasher is going to be here Tuesday. So hooray, hooray, hooray.
Yeah.
And
you
know, this is all for the benefit of you. Okay.
Yeah.
So realize even though the timing may not be in the way you like it, it is to your benefit.
It is. Look at the trines of that ninth house. My goodness. Yes.
Well, you know, what the heck, I guess it'll be fun to have a new dishwasher. So there.
And it's going to give you more time to do other things because it's going to be more efficient.
That's right. I always appreciated the dishwasher, but really not so much as when it breaks down and then you have to do the dishes by hand. So I have new appreciation for my time-saving appliances, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And you know what the other thing is that if left unchecked, it could have caused health issues in your future. So you've been spared those by the change, is what I think.
Excellent. Excellent.
These things were probably growing mold. There was things going on that you can't see that can be around the plumbing,
mm-hmm.
behind mm-hmm. the walls in your house, under your floor. I had that happen when I first moved into my house because my house was built in 1925.
Oh, wow.
And I had to have all that stuff torn out and replaced, but you know what? It's great now, you know. It's years later, and it's still great. So,
well, I appreciate having first the opportunity to talk to you guys, but then also being able to get the stuff fixed. So have a lot of appreciation in spite of the frustration.
Are you close to your family? Andy, are you close to your family?
Yes, I am close to my family. Sometimes I wish I were a little further away.
Well, I think that right now your insight on your family could be very important.
Oh, okay.
Over the next week. So if you want to call them just to say hi, or what are you doing for Thanksgiving and Christmas, whatever you do for those holidays, it might not be a bad idea if you just do that intuitively rather than to wait to hear later. So I think
okay.
There's something going on with your family where you could be very, very instrumental in helping them.
Okay.
What do you see, Jack, on the chart right now?
Oh, well, you know, when I looked at it, I looked at all the transformations and changes in her, these foundational changes that are going on, and they are so to her benefit. Really, I like what's going on. I can see where Aphrodite would start talking about the home of family, and you're kind of like the rebalancer in that. But realize that it's a good time during this period of time, even though it's an active time. Okay, you live in interesting times right now, and from now until Christmas, you're going to get all kinds of crazy things out of the blue that you're not going to expect. So
right.
Go with the flow and really live in the present with all the situations that you're in until then. It'll get easier after Christmas. I promise.
Great.
You.
I appreciate that reassurance. That was very much needed. It is very, very crazy with a lot of unexpected stuff thrown my way, and sadly some extended family members passing away or on the verge of passing, and a lot
of
change.
That's why they need support right now. That's what I'm seeing. And I'm also seeing, too, that you need a retreat.
Yes.
Just for a couple of days. Take a long weekend if you can. Go to a yoga place where they play music and they have journaling. You have quiet time. You just need a couple of days to really get yourself back. So as Jacqueline pointed out, you're going to be dealing with this into and through the holidays. This is going to reinforce your spiritual connection with the divine because you can make it a priority for a couple of days. I think it would be a tonic to your soul, really, Andy. I think it's a good thing for you to do if you can manage it, okay?
Sounds like a great idea. I've been booking massages, but yoga, definitely. I have not made time for that and need to. So thank you for that. Thank you both so much.
And more music.
Yes, more music. Absolutely.
Well, we're always glad to hear from you. We always wish for you the very best.
Well, thank you. Back at both of you, and continued good healing to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Bye-bye.
Have a sweet night. Good night. She's so fun to read, isn't she?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go back and try and pick up. It's interesting. I have 202 on hold, and I have 202 called back in. So let's try and see if I can grab her or him. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Area code 202,
hi.
You're on the air?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, hi.
How are you doing
tonight? Oh, good, good. I'm glad I finally got in. Yeah, my call dropped earlier, so then I called back in, so that's probably why you've got two of me.
And I have you signed out on both, but I can't lose you, I don't think, this time. Which is great.
How
are
you
doing? Oh, we're doing
my name
great.
Is Kay. Oh, good. It's always good to hear your voices.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you 35-1980?
Yes, ma'am.
Philadelphia?
Yep, that's me.
And where do you live now?
Now I'm in New York. I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, what a change of pace. Okay. How long you been there?
I've been here, I think, 9 going on 10 years, a long time.
You're almost a native.
Yeah, I think so. I think they would say that.
And did you have a special question for us? Go ahead.
I would just like you ladies to go for it and just let me know what you see.
Do you want to start, Jack, and go for it? I know what I see. Go ahead. I'm going to give you ups on this one. Go ahead.
Well, I'm still looking at it. You got to give me a second to decide which one I'm going to do.
I know. There's
a lot.
Few things going on.
There's
yeah.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, where I really want to start, I guess, is with your love life. Okay. Are you involved in a relationship this time?
No, I'm not. I would love to be.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I find this to be a really strong, interesting time for you as far as your love life is concerned. Okay.
I'm kind of healing from some wounds, just to give you some insight, but go on.
Okay. Well, and here again, one of the things I like about you is even though you've got a Sun in Pisces and a Mercury in Pisces, and you're that soft little Pisces energy and sensitive, and you've got a Mars in Virgo, so it makes you very sensitive. You have a Venus in Aries, which means that you can move through the relationship quick as far as healing through it once you know what's right for you, okay? And, you know, no, you have to go, okay, well, that wasn't this, this, and this, and I want this, this, and this in my life, okay?
Yeah.
And another thing about you is that you never go back, okay? You have a Libra moon, which makes you have a little bit of a codependent issue with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
My point being that, especially right now, getting yourself out there at this point in time helps you move on. Okay, so again, even though you have these sensitivities, look forward because there are opportunities right now around you that you can take advantage of. It's a matter
of really?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay, so your wounds are going to be there. They've still got a little bit longer left, but they're going to shift. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit on this one because I think that her past is going to play a very important role in her future. And part of the reason is she was born with Saturn retrograde and Uranus retrograde, and they both have hits coming up over the next couple of months.
Okay.
Even if you don't accept back a relationship from your past, like when you went to school, when you traveled, I feel that the things that you learned there are going to serve you in the relationship that Jacqueline and I both see coming. So even if you're not the same person, there's going to be qualities in somebody from your past that you really did love and you really want in your life. And you're going to find that. You're going to find the one that has the qualities that you really enjoyed before, but they're not damaged.
Mm-hmm.
They're not damaged like the other one was. Okay?
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay. So this is what's happening is try and look at the good things that you shared in that relationship and learned in that relationship, knowing that the next person is going to come into your life and they'll have the things you did enjoy without the baggage. Okay?
Yes. Thank God.
So there is going to be a little bit of a crossover here because I don't think it's the same person, but they have a lot of similar qualities which you respected and admired.
Yeah.
Made you feel happy, made you feel like that sense of we-ness, which you've probably been seeking for a long time, okay? Okay?
I have,
so
and I think that's why it's been hard for me to move on, because I really do adore those qualities very much.
Now, you are seeing a counselor, right?
No.
It's the ideal time
probably
for you to see one. Because Chiron,
okay,
the wounded healer, is sitting right on your Mercury retrograde to help them to give you a different perspective on the overall experience, how you got into it, how you orchestrated it, and what you've learned from it, so that you can feel a little bit more grounded. Because, as Jacqueline mentioned, your Mars, your Jupiter, your Saturn, all in Virgo. In order for you to really move forward and flow with the relationship and be able to be chatty and relaxed, you need to have some sense of groundedness. Okay?
Yeah.
Even though I think you're happier when you're in motion, still your feet are on the ground, right?
They are, most times.
But I think this is a marvelous time for you to utilize what you've learned about yourself and what you need and desire in a relationship to find more of the ideal and learn what you've learned is going to serve you in a cycle. Okay?
Thank God.
But I would spend some time with a counselor or a best friend or a brother, sister, someone that really knows you long term and says, I know you and I know what you need. And yeah, this was good, but this was bad. And you're still going to be okay. And, you know, so you just need someone you can talk to in a regular way, even if they're not a professional counselor. They can just be somebody that you love and trust. You can do that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you agree, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. I so agree with you. And again here, the one thing that I do have to say about that is that this is a healing time for this process. You know that you're not going to go back to this individual, okay? And I think that really empowers you a great deal to look forward. And that was my whole point in that. I so agree with Aphrodite that you're going to find someone with the same qualities.
Yes.
Okay.
Fine qualities that you picked with him are good. It's just that it wasn't the right one. And again here, there is another one out there for you, and I think you're going to find it soon.
May I ask what you see that tells you that there's someone, because I study a little astrology myself and I like learning about this stuff. So what do you see?
Well, Mercury and the Sun are about to connect with Uranus over the next few days, okay, in your chart.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like expect the unexpected, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, now Jupiter is only in Virgo every 12 years for a full year.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and you have a lot to give. And you went through your Jupiter return a couple months ago. So you're going to understand the benefit of what you went through with the previous relationship. And you're going to use it as a marker for your healing because Chiron, the wounded healer, is kissing your Mercury right now. It's retrograding back onto your Sun. So you're going to take what you're using as your inner dialogue and you're going to reinvent the way you approach this new relationship. And it's all happening simultaneously.
Wow. Awesome.
The other thing I do want to point out that's going to be coming in about 4 to 6 weeks, is that Mars is going to be transiting over your moon, which Venus will transit over first this next month, but Mars will progress through it as well. And what that does is it makes you shift emotionally. Okay, you finally get to take that action and shift and go, okay, I'm going in that direction emotionally. So it also has a strong emotional pull besides the aspects that Aphrodite mentioned.
Oh, thank goodness.
There's some real strong shift on over the next couple months. So it's really good for
you.
There's some really strong shifts coming up for you over the next couple of months, which will be so to your benefit, and you'll feel so much freer once they've passed over these planets.
Oh, I'm really excited and looking forward to that because it's been tough.
Keep us posted, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Many blessings.
Have a good one.
My phone's starting to beep. I may lose my charge. So if that happens, you're going to have to carry the ball, Jacqueline. I'm just warning you now.
Okay. We drop you. Okay.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kara.
Hello,
hi,
Kara. How are you?
Good. How are you, ladies?
Hanging in there.
Well, it sounds like it. I'm so happy
Kara
you're
back.
Kara
with a K?
You're... Yes.
2974?
Yes.
Gotcha. Do you have her, Jacqueline?
Yes, I do. So did you have a question for us tonight?
I do. It's kind of the same situation of a back and forth relationship. I can give you his birth date.
Okay, my Libra moon as well.
It's been going on for over 2 years.
Wow.
It's 2/28/73.
And what time?
I don't have that.
And what city was he born in?
I think Vinton. Virginia.
Spell that for me.
V-I-N-T-O-N.
Oh, just as it sounds.
Isn't that amazing?
I think Roanoke's close enough.
Yeah, it's less than 1 degree of arc. I'm right on the Vinton line here. Okay, it's all about healing. It's all about healing. It's all about healing that you're not responsible for, by the way. Just want you know that.
It's just, I mean, he's amazing on paper, and he's a really good person, but we're total opposites, and it's just been a struggle for years. But I don't want to let him go because I tend to do that. I run away. I'm a runaway bride.
Well, I don't think you're opposites.
No, not at all.
His sun is conjunct your Mercury, so you can read his mind.
Yes.
And he's never met anybody that can do that, and that's probably one of the draws, okay? But both his sun and your Mercury square your Neptune and Sag. And so because of that, and his Neptune's also in Sag, so because of that, your ideals and the reality of the relationship have difficulty coming together.
Yes.
He's got quite a bit of Capricorn. So he can be way too practical for you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what he learned, okay? And it's going to be hard for him to dispel that. It's become part of his character from his upbringing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I agree. I'm going to enhance that a little bit. When he was a child, he was given great responsibility. Okay, he didn't have the playtime like we do, you know, like the average individual does. And especially for a Pisces, that's kind of challenging to really be an adult as a child. You know, and so realize where his experience is coming from with that. Okay. With this, you bring out, and this is the beauty of the whole situation. I can truly say this guy loved you, okay? You transform and change his life. You natally have conjunct your moon, okay? He does not have that quality with his Pluto, okay? You naturally shift and mold emotionally to situations as to where he does not. Okay, he kind of is chunky in his emotion. Okay, and you really guide him and show him how to move smoothly through things and lighten him up. Okay, which I think is fun. What I'm glad with this because I think both of you two need to have your own independence and your own quality. I so agree with the square going to Neptune that you need your breathing space every once in a while, or else you will run. You would be a runaway bride. Okay. what I am suggesting is quality of time versus quantity of time together. Okay.
Make it
to where the time that you two are together are the two of you, and make your lives have separate pieces to it, to where you expand and grow outside of the relationship. And I think you'll really find that it'll be much more fulfilling for you if you work it in that form. Again, his career is crucially important to him. That's his emotional base. That's where he comes from. Okay.
That's his life.
Right. So here again, that's what keeps him stable. So he has to focus on that and away from you, and then back when he's with you, on you, totally. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So make it a quality
right.
time when you're together, just not being together all the time. Does that
right.
make sense to you?
It does. It makes a okay. lot of sense. Yeah.
Think about it that way, and I think you'll feel a lot better. You're
okay.
a humanitarian. You've got great causes to do and people to care for and all of that out there in the public that he doesn't. Okay?
Right. Okay. Well, I know today is like kind of a transition, and I felt like I needed to really make a decision on things, and just not sure.
I encourage this relationship. I do. I really have to say that I think this is a really multifaceted relationship that can be enriching for both of you, too. And so I do
mm-hmm.
have to encourage you know, to continue with this relationship because I think there's some real great rewards for you in it. Again, he brings a different quality, but he nurtures your Mars and Taurus a great deal. And that's one thing that, you know, really promotes your actions to be the best you are. And so,
right.
And he uplifts you in many ways that I think that the experience with him would be well worth it to really have the patience. Again, if you're not spending all your time around each other, if you're doing things separately from each other, you really will feel
right.
a lot better and the relationship will be a lot stronger for both of you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, good luck. I don't know
okay.
if you lost
okay.
I think we have. So, I don't have the board to disconnect you. I don't know what else to say. Is there anything else you want to know about as far as your life is concerned?
You're still with me?
Yeah, well, I can't. I don't have the board in front of me. She has the board.
Oh, okay.
And she lost the charge,
well,
so. So that
actually
means,
there is.
Oh, okay, good. What else would you like to
there,
know?
I've just been, like, as far as my energy lately, I've been really tired. I've been kind of, like, hibernating and going to bed at 8 o'clock, and I don't know. I don't know how to really get out of that. It kind of scares me because I'm usually a very outgoing person and social butterfly, and I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, yeah, and this is somewhat of a little bit of a solemn time. Oh, wrong one. To look at that. I know what's going on. There's a solid time, but I'm not looking at the right chart. Hold on. Give you the aspects of that. There it is. Okay. And what's going on at this point in time is that the Sun and Mercury that are conjunct at this point in time are squaring your Sun, okay? And so for the last week or so, you've been really not feeling yourself because you've been challenged to really look at what's going on as far as what you're being nurtured with and how you're being nurtured within your soul, okay? It brings you back to that solitude to really look within yourself and really look at it differently psychologically. I will suggest this because Neptune is retrograde conjunct your Mercury. So here again with that same aspect, you really need to start looking at dreaming what could be done, what the potentials are. You have a great foresight for the future because of that Aquarius Sun and your Jupiter
mm-hmm.
being. You really if you look forward, you can say, what is that end result going to be? And you can get that answer. Okay? And I think at this
right.
point in time making you have to have a little bit more solitude, and if you want, work on it in your dream time. That's the sleep that you've been going through. But
mm-hmm.
Here again, be consciously aware of where it's going to where you can direct it and start to move in that direction because you need to really visually see where things are going to end up right now to really get your faith back. And so I do strongly suggest you look at it as far as, and it's going to be going on for about another week, so that you still have these effects. So don't be surprised if you're over the next week, 10 days, that you're still introverted and still doing that introversion. You can do it consciously or subconsciously or unconsciously. It's all going to be going on during this period of time. So again, that's for dreaming and the sleeping and that type of thing, is because it's trying to really get you back to your soul energy, and it wants you to work on that. Okay?
That makes sense.
All right. Well, good luck. Aphrodite is not back. I don't know what to say about that. I guess the only thing, I guess I should end the show and then hang up and then it'll close. If anybody else wants to get a hold of Aphrodite or myself, they can call Aphrodite at 540-400-0110 or call me at 772-286-2720. And you can hang up, Kara, and I'll hang up, and everybody else, have a good night.